Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are returning to New Zealand. Last week Monocle's Claire Urban took us to Wellington's Cuba Street. This time Claire takes a ferry and heads to the picturesque island of Waiheke. Let's have a listen.
Located just 25 kilometres from central Auckland is what's become known as New Zealand's Island of Wine. Waiheke Island, accessible by ferry or helicopter, has over 30 vineyards producing some of New Zealand's best wine. With over 9,000 permanent residents, 2,000 holiday homes, 2,000 commuters to Auckland City daily, and a population of over 40,000 in holiday season, there's an abundance of choice when deciding where to eat and drink during your trip to Waiheke. Our day starts with the 10:30 a.m. ferry from downtown Auckland. It's a hot day, so as the boat motors out of the harbour, the wind is welcomed. Littered with sailboats, fishing boats and ferries, it's a busy scene, and within minutes we're out of the city. On board the boat, passengers are dressed to impress. Some are drinking rosé, while the tourists photograph the fading city skyline. At about 70 kilometres round, you'll need transport to get the most out of the island. There are local buses, electric bikes for hire, and cabs. We're going straight to the island's shopping village, Oneroa, for brunch. With views over Oneroa Beach just below and far off in the distance, the Coromandel Peninsula, Wai Kitchen, Wai spelt W-A-I and meaning food in Māori, is our first stop. There will be some serious wine consumption in the day ahead, so I'm going to fill up on a standard that here is done to perfection. House-smoked salmon, eggs and avocado on ciabatta, with a black coffee, fresh orange juice, and these views, it's heaven.
So the first one you're tasting is a Merlot Cabernet Blanc.
Next, our first wine tasting of the day at Cable Bay, where the panoramic view extends for miles. The cool, dark environment of the wine cellar provides a welcome reprieve from the mid-morning sun. It's tempting to stay and share a cheese platter and a bottle of wine, but the day is young, so after tasting their best, we're off for our lunch booking at Tantalus Estate. The award-winning architecture here perfectly complements the surrounding sloping vineyards. Light, airy, and not too crowded, the staff are able to take time to passionately describe the different wines on offer. Pitched ceilings with chandeliers fashioned from grapevines and a large indoor-outdoor dining area, Tantalus Estate provides the perfect oasis from the afternoon heat. Now, it'd be rude not to start with a half dozen of the Te Matuku Bay shucked oysters with cab sav mignonette. And to celebrate one of New Zealand's biggest exports, I'm picking the lamb rump for my main. It comes with carrot puree, dates, broccolini and puffed quinoa. After polishing off our bottle of red, we head down to Onitangi Beach for a quick dip in the surprisingly warm ocean. Two of Waiheke's 9 official beaches are nudie beaches. Unfortunately for us, Onitangi is not one of them. Lastly, our dinner destination, Mudbrook Vineyard and Restaurant. The setting here is truly breathtaking. The concept of indoor-outdoor flow takes on new levels as walls are barely existent and views stretch indefinitely from all angles. With a helicopter launch pad and accommodation, this could be your entry and exit to Waiheke. I will forever remember the Cloudy Bay clams and tuatua vichyssoise, smoked kawai, dill, broad beans and roe with a suggested wine match, Mudbrick's Pinot Gris. We meander down to catch the 7:30 p.m. ferry for our half-hour trip back to Auckland, Passengers quieter than the morning ride, chatting amongst themselves, aglow from Waiheke's unique experience. Having enjoyed some of New Zealand's best wines and eaten some unforgettable flavours throughout the day, my only regret is not finding the nudie beach. For Monocle on Auckland's Waiheke Island, I'm Claire Urban.
Thanks, Claire. This has been episode number 70 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and goodbye.